Okay. Who are we going to stalk today on our...
let's see. Let's head over to Facebook.com.
Yeah, let's move on to our next segment, stalking people on Facebook.
Goody gumdrops.
Maybe someone Soap can actually stalk as well.
Okay.
Someone on both our list.
I think I can just go to Soaps and see mutual friends, so... let's see.
Everyone.
Oh, wow, they forced the new Facebook layout upon us, apparently.
Yes, they did. It's a sad day, indeed.
Yeah. Rip and tear.
Okay, so we've got 8 mutual friends, and that would include Robert Hussein Dixon, Richard Fortner, Matt Frankovic, Jesse Gilmer, Jennifer Grieshalber, Ben Heyman, Philip Keck, and Scott Willoughby.
Well, I don't know. That Ben Heyman's pretty constantly
shady.
On... he's a shady guy, and he's constantly on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Let's go check out Ben Heyman, the Facebook.
Okay, here we are.
Let's see, Ben...
Let me find him in this crazy new layout.
This crazy new layout. Yeah, the new Facebook is pretty mad gay, I would have to say. I know that it's kind of a social taboo to even voice one's opinion on the new Facebook nowadays, but I'm not afraid to stand up and say that the new Facebook is mad gay.
You're not afraid to stand up against the crushing hypocrisy that is
the new Facebook.
Yeah.
The old Facebook was fine. I mean, the tables were a bit not as wide, so it kind of looked a little bit silly on a widescreen monitor. But other than that, it was, like, sensible and clean and easy to find shit. And now it's just like, oh god, everything's everywhere. I don't know where I'm going.
Butts.
How do I drive this crazy thing?
Jane.
It's like they rearranged things for the sake of rearranging things.
Pretty much.
Let's fuck with all those people.
They could have just increased the table width of the main site and that would have been fine.
No. None of that shit.
Fuck with shit. Anyways, oh god, Ben Heyman.
Ben Heyman's pictures.
So let's see, Ben Heyman has a picture here with some plaid jacket or some shit, and it's got a ton of comments on it. Let's read those. I can't even tell if it's going from top to bottom. Okay, it goes from top. Philip Keck says, man, that jacket is rockin'. Rachel Tingley says, lookin' flexual. I don't know what that... Oh, because he's wearing glasses. So, like, are specs.
No.
So, flex. Looking flexual? What does that mean, Rachel Tingley? What does that mean? I'm sure she's listening to this.
Rachel.
I know that she lurks boss constantly, so she must be listening to this.
Amanda Gowen does not know Rachel Tingley.
So, I'm calling Rachel Tingley out on this. What does that even mean, flexual? Am I going to have to, like, look that up on Urban Dictionary or some gay?
And if you don't answer this, you are a cunt bitch.
Actually, no. The next comment is from Ben Heyman saying, haha, what does that even mean?
Rachel Tingley replies,
it's my own unique way of saying sexual. I shouldn't use my words on people who don't know them. Especially since they aren't the person who made me think of it. So, looking argyly sexual.
I'll read Ben's.
Oh, wow.
Well... That is why they call me Ben Argyle Sexual Heyman, after all. 8. Parenthesis close.
Oh, wow.
I want to put my thingy in you.
Oh, God.
Let's actual. Get out of here.
Next. Let's go back to his profile.
Yeah, let's see the info on Ben's profile. I don't know if there's anything actually interesting.
Does he have any quotes from us?
He likes a bunch of music. He likes some movies and some books and stuff. Doesn't have any favorite quotes.
Goddamn.
He's a member of the Yellow Fever group.
He's a member... Apparently he's still waiting for Godot.
Yes, he is. He's waiting for us to agree on how to pronounce that word.
Godot.
I'm pretty sure it's Godot.
You kids are just so cute.
I used to just say Godot, but I was pretty sure that was wrong even back then.
It's hyper wrong. Oh, well.
It's spelled Godot.
No,
so.
The academic community at large cannot even decide how to pronounce it, so there's no matter in arguing over.
Waiting for.
Let's see what boxes Ben has. Oh, he has an honesty box. These are the best. I'm going to put something in right now. I'm going to say Ben H.
Ben again, oh, hey.
There. I said
hey, wait,
something about
guys,
Ben.
We need to do something. Like, we need to each type in something and make it so when you put them together, you get a message.
Oh, okay. Back to Ben's honesty box.
We should all just put butts.
That works.
Butts.
Butts, butts, butts.
The best thing about honesty boxes is spamming honesty boxes.
Spam your friends honestly.
Yeah.
Alright, I sent the message.
Sending butts in.